Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, well, yesterday we talked not about addiction to movies, but addiction to the internet. And it sounds silly, but it actually is serious in some cases. According to a British study conducted by a behavior research company called Interspirience, 53% of people feel upset when they're separated from the internet. 40% feel lonely. And we heard from a few listeners who had stories.
This is Aaron calling from Oklahoma. I think I'm uniquely qualified to comment about this story because I'm an alcoholic addict. And I'm in recovery 3 years on that, doing well. But one thing I do struggle with is the internet. I'll use Facebook and aggregator sites like Reddit. I'll be up way past when I should go to bed responsibly. I've heard that the internet can release endorphins because you're finding unique and interesting things so frequently, and that can become addictive in and of itself.
My name is Eileen, Central New Jersey. I had a son who lost a college scholarship because he was addicted to computer games, and he would stay up 20 hours at a time. He went to college on a full scholarship, lost it because he couldn't stop playing. He lost 30 pounds, had to drop out of school. His life was a shambles. We didn't speak to him for 4 years. It was like a heroin addiction. I wish that they would do something about this addiction. Nobody believes it, but it's true. He's finally come around, and it's been really difficult.
Those are amazing.
I know, absolutely. Give us your stories. Weigh in yourself at thetakeaway.org or give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.